You're listening to Deep Spirituality, and this is Scripture Playlists. Today's topic is the art of attaching to God. God wants to attach to us, and He longs for us to attach to Him. When we're attached to someone, we seek out connection, enjoy being in their presence, and let them influence our thoughts and decisions. Attaching to God allows amazing things to happen in our lives. It is one of the greatest, most transformative, and most challenging experiences anyone can have because it requires a level of vulnerability that can feel uncomfortable. By understanding God's heart, we can open and entrust our hearts to Him. Let's listen to these verses together and learn to enjoy the art of attaching to God. John 15, verse 4. Live in me, and I will live in you. A branch cannot produce any fruit by itself. It has to stay attached to the vine. In the same way, you cannot produce fruit unless you live in me. John 1, verse 18. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. Psalm 90, verse 1. Lord, you have been our dwelling place, our refuge, our sanctuary, our stability in all generations. Isaiah 49, verses 15 and 16. Eternal One, is it possible for a mother, however disappointed, however hurt, to forget her nursing child? Can she feel nothing for the baby she carried and birthed? Even if she could, I, God, will never forget you. Look here, I have made you a part of me, written you on the palms of my hands. Your city walls are always on my mind, always my concern. Psalm 62, verse 8. Have faith in Him in all circumstances, dear people. Open up your heart to Him. The true God shelters us in His arms. Psalm 61, verses 2 through 4. From the ends of the earth, I cry to you for help when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the towering rock of safety, for you are my safe refuge, a fortress where my enemies cannot reach me. Let me live forever in your sanctuary, safe beneath the shelter of your wings. Psalm 139, verses 1 through 5. You have looked deep into my heart, Lord, and you know all about me. You know when I am resting or when I am working, and from heaven you discover my thoughts. You notice everything I do and everywhere I go. Before I even speak a word, you know what I will say, and with your powerful arm, you protect me from every side. Psalm 139, verse 23 through 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life. Isaiah 28, verses 12 through 13. He said to his people, I am offering you a resting place. Let those who are tired rest. He continued, I am offering you a place of peace and quiet, but they wouldn't listen. So then, here it is what the Lord's message will become to them. Do this and do that. There's a rule for this and a rule for that. Learn a little here and learn a little there. So when they try to go forward, they'll fall back and be wounded. They'll be trapped and captured. Matthew 13, verse 15. For the hearts of these people are hardened, and their ears cannot hear, and they have closed their eyes, so their eyes cannot see, and their ears cannot hear, and their hearts cannot understand, and they cannot turn to me and let me heal them. Isaiah 43, verse 10. But you are my witnesses, O Israel, says the Lord. You are my servant. You have been chosen to know me, believe in me, and understand that I alone am God. There is no other God. There never has been, and there never will be. Psalm 131, verses 1 through 2. Lord, my heart is not proud. My eyes are not haughty. I don't concern myself with matters too great or too awesome for me to grasp. Instead, I have calmed and quieted myself, like a weaned child who no longer cries for its mother's milk. Yes, like a weaned child is my soul within me. 1 John 2, verse 5. But if someone responds to and obeys his word, then God's love has truly taken root and filled him. This is how we know we are in an intimate relationship with him. Colossians 2, verses 18 through 19. Don't let anyone condemn you by insisting on pious self-denial or the worship of angels, saying they have had visions about these things. Their sinful minds have made them proud, and they are not connected to Christ, the head of the body. For he holds the whole body together with its joints and ligaments, and it grows as God nourishes it. James 4, verses 7 through 8. So give yourselves humbly to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And when you draw close to God, God will draw close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and let your hearts be filled with God alone to make them pure and true to him. Ephesians 3, 17 through 19. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, and as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Psalm 73, verse 28. But as for me, it is good for me to draw near to God. I have made the Lord God my refuge and placed my trust in him, that I may tell of all your works. This has been Scripture Playlist from Deep Spirituality. You can find all the references for the scriptures we read today in the show notes, including the translations used. If you like what you heard, please leave us a nice review. If you have a topic you'd like to hear, you can email us at podcast@deepspirituality.com.